Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, come on! Are you kidding me? Jesus, I've never, ever wanted to get my ass out of bed and come to work more than I do this very morning. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Going to be hard to fire me up any more than I am this morning and how fired up I was last night. I can barely even talk still. I'm a mess. A total, total mess. Welcome in, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Best win of the year. By far, unquestionably incredible. We will talk about it probably for 4 hours, is my guess. We have like one other story I want to talk about. Other than that, I just want to talk about last night. I want to talk about the rules, the unwritten rules, sensitivity, all of it. I mean, holy smokes. That game last night had everything, everything you could ask for if you're a guy like me. Period, the end. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer slash audio puller this morning. This guy's got 75,000 pieces of audio to find. Padres broadcast, Padres Korean broadcast, Padres Spanish broadcast, the Nationals broadcast, the Nationals postgame, the Padres postgame, Manny Machado audio, Jerks and Profar audio, and on and on and on we go. Well done, Paulie. Good morning.
Yeah!
There we go. I need one from Ben.
I think this calls for all three of us today.
Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
I think I did one live yesterday, but...
Yeah! Yes! Woo! That was hot.
It was hot. That's the reason why we are baseball fans.
Yes.
Because, you know, let's be honest, baseball fandom is mostly pain.
Yeah.
Even if you're a Yankees fan, you have 27 rings, that's still like 120 years in which your team didn't get the job done at the end, and it ends in sadness, and, you know, almost half the games end in losses, and most at-bats for your favorite players end in outs.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you've got a game that brings you so much joy and satisfaction.
Yes.
And I think that was the word for me last night. That was one of the most satisfying experiences watching a sporting event. At least a non-playoff sporting event that I can remember in my life. The outcome, the drama, everything you wanted to kind of happen during that game happened for the San Diego Padres the way you wanted it to happen.
I couldn't even, again, I couldn't sleep. I mean, after that win last night, I just could not sleep. I was so fired up. Let's run through just a quick series of events, because here's the thing, Benny. I want to make sure we've got our ducks in a row, okay? So you let me know if I'm forgetting anything. I need like some music, Paulie, in the background. Anything. I don't care. Just some music in the background, royalty free. I'd like to run through everything that's transpired in this series. So the Washington Nationals come to town. They're a game and they're a half game back of the San Diego Padres in the wild card race. So you're looking at this going, all right, we need to handle business. Pretty hard fought game, you know, Monday night. Hard fought game, certainly. Nationals really, really come through. C.J. Abrams, a huge night. Pretty fired up playing against his old team that traded him for Juan Soto, who's no longer on the San Diego Padres. C.J. Abrams is grinning, looking into the dugout every time he does something. Nick Senzel comes up in the 10th. Was it Senzel? Hits a three-run home run, two-run home run. They go up three runs in the 10th inning. T.J. Abrams climbs over the railing of the dugout. He's cheering. He's beating his chest. All the guys are fired up. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. We're going to win this game for sure. Nationals closer Hunter Harvey comes in, blows the game wide open. Jackson Merrill, huge, huge knock. Drives in two. Donovan Solano puts one off the wall. Like, Padres are absolutely rolling. Then Jerkson Profar comes up with the bases loaded, works an incredible AB, fouls pitches off, 97 up around the chin, hits the deck, flat on his back, wakes up, dusts himself off, walks it off, is fired up after being, you know, they walked in, Luis Arraez intentionally to get to him. He's fired up. He's beating his chest. He's at his home ballpark. They just scored four runs in the 10th inning to beat the Nationals. The Nationals take exception to him celebrating on his home ballpark after, on his home field after a walk-off. Jesse Winker, left fielder, goes into the stands to scream at a fan who's 66 years old. So far, so good. Yes?
Yes.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. They fill their diapers talking about this celebration. They fill their diapers. Their announcers fill their diapers. Their media fills their diapers. Today is a National Chocolate Pudding Day. And there is chocolate pudding running down the legs of every person attached to the Washington Nationals. They talked all yesterday about how they took exception to it. So then last night's game starts. Jerkson Profar comes up in the first inning and negative war player catcher Keibert Ruiz decides, I have enough time in the bigs that I get to now tell a 10-year veteran, Jerkson Profar, how he's supposed to act in his home ballpark after getting dusted and hitting a walk-off single to win the game, coming back from a three-run deficit. I, minus 0.4 war player, get to get in the face and put my hands on Jerkson Profar, leading vote getter in the National League. I get to put my hands on him and tell him how mad I am. Manny Machado comes up, grabs Keibert Ruiz, pulls him away. Next thing you know, the umpires come out. They warn everybody, hey, we're not doing this tonight.
Bench is clear.
Bench is clear.
Bullpen's clear.
Then Mackenzie Gore, first pitch. 98 miles an hour to the shin.
Warnings issued.
Warnings have been issued. 98 miles an hour to the feet, the shin of Jerkson Profar. And somebody said last night, a shin is just as valuable as a head, a back, a leg. Yeah, 100%. So you got one of their you got them celebrating, one of their players going into the stands, their catcher putting his hands on our player, then their pitcher hitting our player. And we're the problem? We're the problem. You guys are the ones that have taken exception? I think this is completely misguided. And it pissed me off that Mackenzie Gore was not immediately thrown out of that game. What better place to throw at somebody if you didn't want people to think it was intentional?
Oh, but Woods, he threw his arms up and was clearly upset.
Yeah, you know who else does that? My six-year-old. When I catch him doing something he shouldn't do. I don't know. I didn't do it. Give me an effing break, man. Give me a break. Why are they so sensitive about how we choose to celebrate in our own ballpark? Right? Again, like, Jerkson Profar beating his chest. Yeah, walk me again. That's been going on in baseball for 100 years. 100 years. Keibert Ruiz is a zero. He's a zero. You don't get to put your hands on Jerkson Profar. You're a zero, man. You're the worst catcher in the league, literally. You don't get to put your hands on him and tell him how to play the game of baseball. Is there anybody on that roster that would have the right to tell Jerkson Profar, hey, bro, we didn't like that last night. We're not going to hit you. Jerkson said, go ahead and hit me. I don't care. Go ahead. I thought he handled himself beautifully last night. And I thought Manny Machado handled himself beautifully last night and let everybody know.
It's my MF and
that's my
right
captain
there.
Too. Let everybody know. Don't come in here with your version of the rules in our house, right? It was absolutely absurd. And the umpiring crew should be embarrassed. I've never seen that. Ben, have you ever seen warnings issued and then a first pitch at a guy and nobody gets run except our manager? And these are the guys that still are taking exception to it?
It makes no sense.
If
you, even if you were a Washington Nationals fan and didn't think that Mackenzie Gore threw it, Jurickson Profar intentionally. Even if you're Mackenzie Gore and you know
and
you didn't throw at him intentionally,
you still got to go.
You probably have to go in that scenario.
It's just one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
It's not only that you can't intentionally throw at someone, you got to make sure you don't let one get away in that situation inside. You just can't. You cannot throw one that gets away inside on the next pitch, or you are ejected.
You're out.
I can't. Mackenzie Gore wouldn't have said one word. If he had gotten thrown out of the game, he would have just nodded and walked to the dugout knowing, yeah, I deserve it.
Son of a bitch, I can't believe I let that one get away.
I deserve it. We just cleared the benches. We just had warnings issued to both sides. And the very next pitch, I throw 98.
Again.
And it hits the guy who's at the center of all of this.
You go up and in. Our guy walks it off on you and is fired up in his home ballpark in front of 39,000 people, which I promise you, you have not seen in Washington all year. You haven't seen 39,000 in your ballpark all year. You're pissed off that you gave up, that you had a three-run lead and you blew it. You're pissed off. I understand that. Be mad at Hunter Harvey. Be mad at all the guys on your team. Don't be mad at the guys against one of our fans, right? You jumped out of your dugout. You hit our player. Why the F are you so upset?
If the umpires, and I gave this a lot of thought yesterday, if the umpires truly wanted to say something that we weren't sure it was intentional or we didn't think it was intentional, after you eject him, after the game, you talk to the league office and go, I don't think a suspension is warranted. We're not 100% sure he'd throw it. And that's fine.
100%.
That's absolutely fine. You can say, you know what? We had to throw you out, but we're not recommending a suspension or any further discipline after that game. It's been taken care of. Punishment issued. Ejection from the game. It's now over. There's not, you know, normally though in that situation, you don't not only get ejected, but there's probably a suspension involved for the pitcher as well in a case like that. And maybe that wasn't warranted. I can see the argument.
No one cares.
Where no suspension would be warranted there.
I could not care less if he gets suspended or not. I walk in to my living room and I say, if you do this again, you're going to timeout. And my kid does exactly what I just told him not to do. And then I go, I was just joking. You're kidding me. That umpire, by the way, what is he? He looked like he's 17 years old. He's got no business making those calls there. None whatsoever. And again, you're going to issue warnings after some, you know, verbal stuff. I didn't agree with any of it. And then you're going to run Schilt, you know, and not Davey Martinez. Give me a break. You have to take into account, too, who's on the mound. Right? Mackenzie Gore is a red ass. Good for him. He threw at Jurickson Profar. Whether it was intentional or not, it still hit him with 98 miles an hour, which is exactly what you just told him he can't do. You just said you can't do it. Don't do this. Do it. That's fine. You're joking. There's no way that makes any sense. None.
These are warned. You've
seen guys get run for up and in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, take away the inside part of the play.
Correct. And I don't think
for it to happen on the first pitch.
The first pitch. First pitch.
Profar didn't jump out of the way.
No.
It was close. It effing hit him.
Well, and it was 90 freaking 8 miles an hour, dude. And again, a shin is just as valuable as a butt, a back, a hip, an arm, a head, whatever. I thought that was egregious. I think the
High up would it have had to have been?
Correct.
For the if it had been the knee. Is that an ejection? Thigh? Ejection? Butt? Is that high enough that all of a sudden now? Back? Now we're definitely getting thrown out of the game?
I cannot believe what I saw. I really can't. And Mike Schilt, he had a really nice, you know, for his one last week where he's like, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I respect you. I thought he was great in this one. I thought he did exactly what he needed. I actually thought he went I would have gone a little bit harder. You would have seen stuff flying out of the dugout because, again, don't do this, does it? It's fine. It makes no sense. No sense. So I think the Nationals are ridiculous. I understand getting your feelings hurt because you got your ass kicked and you blew a 3-run lead. I understand that. That's not a good feeling. But Kiebert Ruiz does not get to take exception to what Jurickson Profar does in his own ballpark. He didn't disrespect your house. It's his house. He's having a monster year. And you knocked him on his ass, and he came through, and he was fired up. First baseball game, guys? Is this just your first game? We got first-timers? You guys know what you're doing. You know guys are going to be fired up after that. You need to put your head down and walk away. You do not need to go into the stands and go after fans. You do not need to go to the media crying about how much exception you're taking. Take your L, blame your pitcher, and move on. You know, period. I thought the whole thing was handled terribly. I think they are in the wrong on all of this. We haven't hit anybody. We haven't started anything. We haven't put our hands on anybody first. Give me a break with all of your panties being in a bunch if you're the Washington Nationals. It makes no sense to me.
We're just going to keep this rolling this morning, as Wood said. We can talk about last night's game for 4 full hours. So let's do that. Let's do that. If you ever want to join us, you can. 833-288-0973. I was listening to the post-game show. Lots of people had some thoughts on what transpired last night. Obviously, we'll get to our Padres wrap-up at the bottom of the hour. If you missed the radio calls, you're watching on TV, you're not going to want to miss it again as we hear from Jesse and Tony and their calls of everything that happened, including, of course, the grand slam by Jurickson Profar. Later in the game, poetic justice. I mean, it almost had to happen, and then it did happen. And that's not how baseball works, where you go up and there's a magic moment right in front of you and you create it. It was so amazing. Like I said, you can watch baseball for years and not have the satisfaction of a game like that last night. So we will be talking about it all morning long. We're going to take our first quick timeout. We'll be back after traffic with much more. Ben and Woods on a spectacular morning here on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just want the tier ones to rest assured that our engineering staff is on it. If you're having some trouble with our radio signal this morning, just chatted in the back with JR and company. And they did replace a tube yesterday that it's still acting up on them. And if you're getting kind of a repeat choppy signal, I apologize. Obviously, this would be a great morning to be able to listen loud and clear to your favorite radio program here on 97.3 The Fan. I have good news, though. If you want to flip over to our app, our Odyssey app, or our YouTube stream, should have no issues in terms of quality and audio sound on those platforms while they get, if there is any choppiness on your end listening on our radio signal this morning. But I caught some of it last night, and they were dealing with it yesterday as well. Sometimes it's fine, and sometimes then you get that kind of stuttery repeat sound. So if I'm doing it right now, Odyssey app, YouTube stream, other ways to consume the program this morning, and maybe you'll find that that's a better way for you in the future. Once you get used to it, a lot of people make that switch and they never go back. They just like to stream it every morning.
And to be honest with you, I don't care how you listen. Just listen. Nope. Yeah, as long as you're getting us inside of you, that's what we want. Yes? Every time.
That's exactly what we want.
We just want to be inside you.
As I said, we are going to be focusing, obviously, a ton on this game all morning long.
I'm so fired up still.
We do have a couple of guests who also, I'm sure, offer their thoughts on the game because it's a big league Wednesday. Adam Jones will be with us at 7:35. Brett Boone, who was tweeting about the game last night, agreed with you 100% that unacceptable for umpires not to run Mackenzie Gore after hitting Jurickson Profar. One pitch after being warned not to hit Jurickson Profar. I thought your parenting example was perfect.
It's exactly what it is.
If you lay out a threat,
yeah,
and the next thing that happens is that threat is violated, intention doesn't really matter at that point. You know, the punishment has to be meted out.
That's exactly right. You know, hey, don't throw your Legos on the ground. And then you knock your Legos over accidentally, but they go all over the place. I'm sorry, bro. Where are your Legos? They're on the ground. Well, you screwed up. You're done. You're losing your Legos. Any excuse for me to throw Legos away, I take in my home, by the way. Literally. What did you do? Would you say? These are going to the garbage. Sorry. Any excuse I can find. I hate them with a bloody passion. The rage I see when I walk in my home. And there are Legos all over the floor. You have no idea.
You know, it does seem that, and maybe this is just our hometown perspective, but it feels like the Padres do get extra ire from other fan bases. That, you know, they get in their feels a little bit more from other teams occasionally, and I'm trying to put my finger on it. Is it the kind of players that we have? Is it our fans? What's going on that causes this with, you know, the Mets and the Padres and the playoffs, everything that goes on over the last few years? Is it the spending on the team and, you know, the talent level? And I think ultimately there's probably some truth in all of that, but it's the atmosphere at Petco Park that really supercharges everything. That game might have a different feel if there's 12,000 people on a Tuesday, as there is, let's be honest, in most ballparks around the country.
In Washington, in Pittsburgh, 100% Cincinnati.
You're playing in front of a sellout crowd almost every night, and the atmosphere can become electrically charged so instantly. Players feel that. Of course they feel it. It permeates into the dugouts as well. People who are a little mad all of a sudden get a lot mad. Jesse Winker, you know, gets it into it with the fans. You can tell that the fans, it's different. It's not something they're used to experiencing. It was yesterday, wasn't it, that Jackson Merrill said he had a player from another team came up to him and said, I've never seen an atmosphere like this. Yes.
I did not hear this.
Yeah. Jackson said he had a player from the other team go, I've never played. I've never heard anything like this, what you've got in your ballpark. It's incredible. And it's definitely something different for players. They come to San Diego, they come to Petco Park, they feel the atmosphere here. It just charges things up to a level that they're not used to, at least in the regular season. Felt like a playoff atmosphere in June.
Bro,
June.
I mean, it was.
Like, it's 2,500 teams. It felt like a playoff game in June.
There's no question. And so did the night before. So did the night before. I'm extremely fired up. And foul territory just retweeted the Ruiz thing again. And, bro, he is poking him in the chest and put his hand. And Jurickson said after the game, yeah, you can talk. You can't touch. And that's absolutely right. Like, don't come up and poke me. Again, who are you? Who are you? That's a guy, again, with 10 years in the big leagues, Ben. Has he been an MVP candidate every year? No, he has not. But he is an absolute leader of this team on the field, off the field, whatever. You don't get to poke him, and you need to do it the right. This reminds me of the Lord Baseball days with Justin Verlander. Now, by the way, Justin Verlander, he's got skins on the wall. Kiebert Ruiz has none, zero. The only skin he has always is a big league player, which is awesome. That's great. Congratulations. He's rated out as one of the worst catchers in baseball. Yeah. Hear ye, hear ye. From here to fall, you shall not celebrate home runs, walk-off home runs in your own ballpark. It is so decreed by me, Kiebert Ruiz. Get the F out of here with that.
I forgot I had Lord Baseball.
Finger in the chat. And here, you know what Jerkson's doing? Looking away, going, go ahead. Bro, when Manny came
He's got to be thinking, do you want me to slug you in
the face
right now? I mean, that, and give Jerkson some credit. He said, I just want to play baseball.
I want to play baseball, dude.
I just want to play baseball. But you
I was fired up last night. Hell yeah.
Touch. You can't touch.
Dude,
I immediately when he had his hand going, I'm going that my first thought was that's not okay.
That's not okay, dude.
For Ruiz to be touching Jurickson Profar right now, that's not okay.
Well, our own Annie Heilbrun was there last night, and she posted all the video of Profar standing in his locker after the game. We've got all of that coming up for you at some point this morning.
Well, and first we've got what Paulie says. It understandably is our longest Padres wrap up of the season. So if you didn't get the radio calls from Jesse and Tony, I've heard most of them, but not all of them. I'm looking very forward to it.
I want them again.
We will get to that coming up next. Do not go anywhere. Ben and Woods continuing here on a Wednesday morning on 97.3 The Fan. Well, this has undoubtedly been the season of Jurickson Profar, and he deserves everything coming his way, hopefully including a trip to the All-Star game in 3 weeks. Yesterday also may have been one of Manny Machado's finest moments as a member of the San Diego Padres.
100%. For so many reasons.
Yes, for many, many reasons. Not the least of which, of course, was sending a pitch to the moon right after the benches had cleared in the first inning. We're going to hear that highlight and all the highlights coming up here in our Padres wrap-up. Quickly, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Let's go retro at the San Diego County 7th, the Magic of the Midway. Live concerts and a nostalgic celebration of fashion, culture, and more. Buy your tickets now online. Learn more on what's happening at sdfair.com. That's sdfair.com. Our Padres wrap-up. All the highlights coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh, my God. I'm so stiff.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
What a moment for throw in the bottom of the 10th inning last night. A two-run single/double. And immediately he is face-to-face with the catcher Ruiz. And the benches will empty. Manny kind of standing in the middle making peacemaker. And Ryan Esposito has Profar back against the backstop to make sure nothing happens. And Ruiz is hot. He's being held far away by one of the Washington coaches trying to get away. He has thrown his mask and his helmet off. Now everybody coming in from the bullpen. One out, nobody on. Here's the pitch. And Jerkson takes down and in, hit him on the foot.
Wow.
Emery has ejected someone from the Padres side. Third base umpire has just ejected somebody in the first base dugout. It might have been Mike Schilt who's saying, hey, you warned him. And then the very next pitch was a hit by pitch. Emery, I think, is saying, hey, it was a fastball at his feet. That's not generally how you throw at somebody. And look, this is one of those situations where there's umpire's discretion, but you can very much understand why Mike Schilt is as hot as he is.
Without a doubt. He got a warning for no reason. His team got a warning for no reason. And yet, his guy gets plunked on the first pitch after.
Here's Machado. And he swings at the first pitch. Hits it a mile to deep left field. What an answer from Manny. Maybe the longest homer I've ever seen to left at Petco Park. 2-0 San Diego in the bottom of the first inning, and Profar raises his hands as he rounds third base. Machado taking the slowest trot you'll ever see him take. Only about halfway to third base, and this place is electric.
Runner on second, two outs, 2-0 to Lane Thomas. 2-1 Padres here in the third inning. And a line drive towards the right field corner. That is a fair ball. Going to hop up against the fence. Bounces away from Johnson. Young will score to tie the game. And on his way to third, Lane Thomas, the throw and the tag. Not in time. Ball trickled out of Machado's glove anyway. An RBI triple. And we are 2-2 here in the third. 1-1. Winker swings. Hits it high and deep to right field. Johnson is back. He's in front of the wall. He is looking up. It's going to go. Jesse Winker, a two-run home run. And the Nationals go in front 4-2 here in the third inning. And now it's Winker's turn to admire a home run and trot fairly slowly around the bases. Machado at first, Arise at third. Here is the 2-2 to Cronenworth. Swung on, lined into left field. That is down and a base hit. Arise in to score. Machado going to try and get to third. Winker's throw is coming, and it gets through. Nice job by Gore backing it up. Kind of fell down to his stomach and reached out to stop the baseball from rolling away. If he doesn't get to it, Manny's on his way home. But it's a one-run game now, 4-3. Cronenworth ends up at second base, and the Padres have two guys in scoring position for Donovan Solano. Four comes set and ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Solano hits it hard on the ground the other way. Diving attempt, Garcia trickles off his glove. Machado has scored. Cronenworth's on his way. A two-run single, and the Padres are back in front. It's 5-4. Padres with a one-run lead. They are looking for more, much more, with Jurickson Profar at the plate. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Profar hits it in the air, deep down the right field line, towards the corner. Gonna go!
The ultimate answer.
Grand slam, Jurickson Profar.
Ball and two strikes. The pitch to Meneses swung on, hit in the air to right field straight away, fairly deep. Johnson will make the catch in front of the warning track. That'll get Abrams home. A sacrifice fly for Joey Meneses. And now two away here in the eighth inning. It's a 9-5 Padre lead. They've changed it, by the way, to an error on Arise. Not an infield single. Either way, 1-2. That one is served into center field and a base hit. Young going to come around and score an unearned run. And the Nationals continue to hang around now 9-7 with two outs in the ninth inning. And the tying run is coming to the plate. Robert Suarez once again as the Nationals down to their final strike. Padres lead by two in the top of the ninth inning. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Thomas swings, pops it up mile high on the right side of the infield. Cronenworth will make the call. Cronenworth will make the catch. And the ball game is over. Adam Mazur going to get his first major league win on a wild night at Petco. The bench is emptied in the bottom of the first, and then in the bottom of the sixth, Jurickson Profar emptied the bases with a grand slam. He has now driven in 54 runs on the young season. Padres 9, Nationals 7.
Just how the baseball gods see it, you know? I mean, the baseball gods are great. That's why they're up there. You got to stay humble, handle situations right, and they pay you right. And look what happened, you know? Tough game, how to start off. He kept his cool. He did everything, you know, and then went out there, you know, hits a grand slam in the same day. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. I don't even think you could write it up any better.
I mean, good God. This is like the highest drama ever. I mean, it was just a perfect, perfect game last night. Yeah, I got a little close at the end. Luis Arraez botched that ball at first base, almost threw up in my hands. It was a spectacular play by Kimmy. Spectacular. Should have ended the game. Didn't short hop or anything. Just boxed it. It happens. It's terrible. But it did happen. Just an awesome, awesome night. Awesome couple of nights at Petco Park, Benny.
It's, as Manny said, sometimes the baseball gods, the karma doesn't pay off the way you hope it will, but it certainly did last night. Felt very fitting, everything that happened for the Padres and how that game played out in victory.
Buddy, I'm driving home from Frozen Ropes with Bo, and I'm listening to the game, and I'm trying to listen to the game, and I'm like, when Mazur gave it up, you know, we're now down, I'm just, the feeling I had was such a feeling of disappointment and like, thanks for sucking all the wind out of the entire city's sails. I mean, it was just like, You know what I mean? It's like your mother-in-law walking in on you or something. Truly. Like, it was just like all the wind went out of your sails, and you're like, this is not good. And then by the time I got home, I thought, we're not losing this game. There's no way we lose this game. There's just no chance. And Donovan Solano's knock was just spectacular. Manny working that walk there. It was great. It was a great, great game last night. So many unsung heroes. And I guess, you know, you do have to give credit for Adam Mazur. Pitched well enough to get a win. His offense certainly picked him up last night, which is not something we've seen the Padres do a lot. We've seen some really nice comebacks, but, you know, picking a guy up almost immediately when he's down was great. Going out and scoring five runs against a pretty tough left-hander, which has been your bugaboo this season, was spectacular as well.
It ended the streak. It had been 23 consecutive lefties who had held the Padres to three runs or fewer, and I think 17 of them had held them to one run or fewer, but they got five in five innings off Mackenzie Gore. First time since April 24th that they've actually gone out and put together some significant offense against a left-handed starter. So they needed that really badly. It feels like nitpicking to be mad at Adam Mazur. As you said, he bounced back, got his first big league win, did not strike out anybody.
No.
It's going to be hard to have success at the big league level if you can't get some more swing and miss.
For sure.
Miss some more bats. In fact, that was another crazy element of last night's game. Padres didn't strike out a National until Robert Suarez got one. In the ninth inning,
yeah, man.
Strikeout the entire game. The Nationals, I think, only struck out four batters the entire game. So you had balls in play all night long last night between those two teams.
You know, we always sit in here and say, well, you got to pitch to contact. And then when they pitch to contact, we're like, you got to strike more guys out. It needs to be a mix. Certainly, you have to know that you have it in you to miss bats, but you can certainly be effective pitching to contact, especially with a defense like you got behind you in Manny Machado and Ha-Sung Kim and Jake Cronenworth at second. Luis Arraez has played a pretty good first base until that boxed yesterday. So, hey, listen, man, that was a massive, massive win for this team. And, again, puts the Nationals, you know, just a little bit more behind you. You know, again, it didn't feel to me like two mid-level teams, when in fact their records say that they are, but the NL's been so wonky this year. These teams are fighting for positioning. They're fighting for head-to-head because you never know how the season's going to work out.
Saw a lot of people early in the game, like two teams just taking a kick to the groin at the end of the night.
Yeah, no
Neither
question.
Of these teams wants to lose this game. It's going to be extra painful if you lose tonight's game. And the Padres ended up being the team that didn't have to suffer that added dose of humiliation of losing a game with such an electrically charged atmosphere. Now, I don't know. It would be silly after everything we've gone through the last year and a half plus to say today's game will have any carryover for the rest of the season, or even any carryover to this afternoon the series finale. But it does happen in baseball where big games and big games and big moments do tend to have a lingering positive or negative
Padres
effect.
Jump out to a 6-0 lead today. I wouldn't be surprised if you see some more tempers fly.
Well, not simply in the emotional, but would you expect the Padres to go on a run now where they win 15 of 18 games or something like that based on the emotion? Maybe. It does happen in baseball where a big win sparks something bigger. It just, you know, with the San Diego Padres, it hasn't necessarily been that way for the last couple of years. So I'm not going to get ahead of myself and go, this was the turning point. This was the moment we're going to look back and circle and go, when we're talking, you know, in October, hey, it was that June 25th game against the Nationals that really set them on their course the rest of the way.
We can't do it. We cannot
refrain from going that direction.
You have to because they now it would be so lovely in 3 weeks to look back and say what a freaking run these guys just went on, and obviously we now know what the catalyst for it was. We'd be morons to sit in here and do it today. We've been burned too many times. Too many times. The turning points, there were 10 of them last year. I thought, oh, there's a turning point.
Too many.
And, you know, you hate to say, well, good, you know, show me again. But unfortunately, man, you guys, they did this to themselves after their play the last couple of years, essentially being a 500 team over 350 games or whatever. That's not on us. That's not on us. But I think it's a really smart and wise decision to not say, this is it. We are rolling now. Dylan Cease can go out and give up six in the first. He's done it before, you know? So
that being said, I'd sure much rather have won that game than lost that game going forward.
No question, man. No question. You had to win that game last night. Credit to all the guys that came through last night to make sure that one did not get away, because the emotions, I mean, again, I don't know how you call this season anything other than a roller coaster. It is like the biggest, gnarliest roller coaster that I've ever been on.
The games are roller coasters within the roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster within the roller coaster. It's like that Taco Bell taco that's actually in another taco. That's how this season is. It's crazy.
It's the double-decker Padre season supreme.
That's exactly right, dude. It is just insane. So I loved it. I loved every second of it. Even the bad parts, you know, it was just the highest drama. Was so happy for Manny to get that knock. One of his top three moments as a San Diego Padre, if not number one. You know, essentially having his teammates back there, grabbing Ruiz, you know, with some force and not putting up with that, and then to follow it up on the next pitch with a tank, electric.
I saw some people asking, where are all the other calls of that Manny home run? The Spanish language, the Korean language, the Nationals call, Don Orsillo's call, and I'm sorry we weren't able to compile any of those this morning. We just had a lot of other things on our minds, and we didn't get to it, so we apologize.
We have all day, buddy.
Oh, no, wait. Next segment, yeah. Paulie says, coming up right here at the top of the hour.
We got him.
We will get all of those calls of the Manny Machado statement home run, and then we'll play some Take on Woods. Coming up next, don't go away, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Well, this has undoubtedly been the season of Jurickson Profar, and he deserves everything coming his way, hopefully including a trip to the All-Star game in 3 weeks. Yesterday also may have been one of Manny Machado's finest moments as a member of the San Diego Padres.
100%, you know, for so many reasons.
Yes, for many, many reasons, not the least of which, of course, was sending a pitch to the moon right after the benches had cleared in the first inning. We're going to hear that highlight and all the highlights coming up here in our Padres wrap-up. Quickly, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Let's go retro at the San Diego County 7th, the Magic of the Midway, live concerts and a nostalgic celebration of fashion, culture, and more. Buy your tickets now online. Learn more on what's happening at sdfair.com. That's sdfair.com. Our Padres wrap-up. All the highlights coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh, my God. I'm so stiff.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Damage.
What a moment for Crow in the bottom of the 10th inning last night. A two-run single/double. And immediately he is face-to-face with the catcher Ruiz. And the benches will empty. Manny kind of standing in the middle making peacemaker. And Ryan Esposito has Profar back against the backstop to make sure nothing happens. And Ruiz is hot. He's being held far away by one of the Washington coaches trying to get away. He has thrown his mask and his helmet off. Now everybody coming in from the bullpen. One out, nobody on. Here's the pitch. And Jurickson takes down and in, hit him on the foot. Wow. Emery has ejected someone from the Padres side. Third base umpire has just ejected somebody in the first base dugout. It might have been Mike Schilt, who's saying, hey, you warned him. And then the very next pitch was a hit by pitch. Emery, I think, is saying, hey, it was a fastball at his feet. That's not generally how you throw at somebody. And look, this is one of those situations where there's umpire's discretion, but you can very much understand why Mike Schilt is as hot as he is.
Without a doubt. He got a warning for no reason. His team got a warning for no reason. And yet, his guy gets plunked on the first pitch after.
Here's Machado. And he swings at the first pitch. Hits it a mile to deep left field. What an answer from Manny. Maybe the longest homer I've ever seen to left at Petco Park. 2-0 San Diego in the bottom of the first inning. And Profar raises his hands as he rounds third base.
Machado taking the slowest trot you'll ever see him take. Only about halfway to third base, and this place is electric.
Runner on second, two outs, 2-0 to Lane Thomas. 2-1 Padres here in the third inning. And a line drive towards the right field corner. That is a fair ball. Going to hop up against the fence. Bounces away from Johnson. Young will score to tie the game. And on his way to third, Lane Thomas, the throw and the tag. Not in time. Ball trickled out of Machado's glove anyway. An RBI triple. And we are 2-2 here in the third. 1-1. Winker swings. Hits it high and deep to right field. Johnson is back. He's in front of the wall. He is looking up. It's going to go. Jesse Winker, a two-run home run. And the Nationals go in front. 4-2 here in the third inning. And now it's Winker's turn to admire a home run and trot fairly slowly around the bases. Machado at first, Arise at third. Here is the 2-2 to Cronenworth. Swung on, lined into left field. That is down and a base hit. Arise in to score. Machado going to try and get to third. Winker's throw is coming, and it gets through. Nice job by Gore backing it up. Kind of fell down to his stomach and reached out to stop the baseball from rolling away. If he doesn't get to it, Manny's on his way home. But it's a one-run game now, 4-3. Cronenworth ends up at second base, and the Padres have two guys in scoring position for Donovan Solano. Four comes set and ready. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Solano hits it hard on the ground the other way. Diving attempt, Garcia trickles off his glove. Machado has scored. Cronenworth's on his way. A two-run single, and the Padres are back in front. It's 5-4. Padres with a one-run lead. They are looking for more, much more, with Jerkson Profar at the plate. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Profar hits it in the air, deep down the right field line, towards the corner. Gonna go!
The ultimate answer.
Grand slam, Jerkson Profar.
Ball and two strikes. The pitch to Meneses swung on, hit in the air to right field straight away, fairly deep. Johnson will make the catch in front of the warning track. That'll get Abrams home. A sacrifice fly for Joey Meneses. And now two away here in the eighth inning. It's a 9-5 Padre lead. They've changed it, by the way, to an error on Arise. Not an infield single. Either way, 1-2. That one is served into center field in a base hit. Young going to come around and score an unearned run. And the Nationals continue to hang around. Now 9-7 with two outs in the ninth inning. And the tying run is coming to the plate. Robert Suarez once again as the Nationals down to their final strike. Padres lead by two in the top of the ninth inning. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Thomas swings, pops it up mile high on the right side of the infield. Cronenworth will make the call. Cronenworth will make the catch. And the ball game is over. Adam Mazur going to get his first major league win on a wild night at Petco. The bench is emptied in the bottom of the first, and then in the bottom of the sixth, Jerkson Profar emptied the bases with a grand slam. He has now driven in 54 runs on the young season. Padres 9, Nationals 7.
Just how the baseball gods see it, you know? I mean, the baseball gods are great. That's why they're up there. You got to stay humble, handle situations right, and they pay you. They pay you right. And look what happened, you know? Tough game, how to start off. He kept his cool. He did everything, you know, and then went out there, you know, hits a grand slam in the same day. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. I don't even think you could write it up any better.
I mean, good God. This is like the highest drama ever. I mean, it was just a perfect, perfect game last night. Yeah, I got a little close at the end. Luis Arraez botched that ball at first base, almost threw up in my hands. It was a spectacular play by Kimmy. Spectacular. Should have ended the game. Didn't short hop or anything. Just boxed it. It happens. It's terrible. But it did happen. Just an awesome, awesome night. Awesome couple of nights at Petco Park, Benny.
It's, as Manny said, sometimes the baseball gods, the karma doesn't pay off the way you hope it will, but it certainly did last night. Felt very fitting, everything that happened for the Padres and how that game played out in victory.
Buddy, I'm driving home from Frozen Ropes with Bo, and I'm listening to the game. I am trying to listen to the game, and I'm like, when Mazur gave it up, you know, we're now down. I'm just, the feeling I had was such a feeling of disappointment and like, thanks for sucking all the wind out of the entire city's sails. I mean, it was just like, You know what I mean? It's like your mother-in-law walking in on you or something. Truly. Like, it was just like all the wind went out of your sails, and you're like, this is not good. And then by the time I got home, I thought, we're not losing this game. There's no way we lose this game. There's just no chance. And Donovan Solano's knock was just spectacular. Manny working that walk there. It was great. It was a great, great game last night. So many unsung heroes. And I guess, you know, you do have to give credit for Adam Major. Pitched well enough to get a win. His offense certainly picked him up last night, which is not something we've seen the Padres do a lot. We've seen some really nice comebacks, but, you know, picking a guy up almost immediately when he's down was great. Going out and scoring five runs against a pretty tough left-hander, which has been your bugaboo this season, was spectacular as well.
It ended the streak. It had been 23 consecutive lefties who had held the Padres to three runs or fewer, and I think 17 of them had held them to one run or fewer, but they got five in five innings off Mackenzie Gore, first time since April 24th that they've actually gone out and put together some significant offense against a left-handed starter. So they needed that really badly. It feels like nitpicking to be mad at Adam Major. As you said, he bounced back, got his first big league win, did not strike out anybody.
No.
It's going to be hard to have success at the big league level if you can't get some more swing and miss.
For sure.
Miss some more bats. In fact, that was another crazy element of last night's game. Padres didn't strike out a national until Robert Suarez got one. In the ninth inning,
yeah, man.
Strikeout the entire game. The Nationals, I think, only struck out four batters the entire game. So you had balls in play all night long last night between those two teams.
You know, we always sit in here and say, well, you got to pitch to contact. And then when they pitch to contact, we're like, you got to strike more guys out. It needs to be a mix. Certainly, you have to know that you have it in you to miss bats, but you can certainly be effective pitching to contact, especially with a defense like you got behind you in Manny Machado and Ha-Sung Kim and Jake Cronenworth at second. Luis Arraez has played a pretty good first base until that box yesterday. So, hey, listen, man, that was a massive, massive win for this team. And again, puts the Nationals, you know, just a little bit more behind you. You know, again, it didn't feel to me like two mid-level teams, when in fact their records say that they are, but the NL's been so wonky this year. These teams are fighting for positioning. They're fighting for head-to-head because you never know how the season's going to work out.
Saw a lot of people early in the game, like two teams just taking a kick to the groin at the end of the night.
Yeah, no
Neither
question.
Of these teams wants to lose this game. It's going to be extra painful if you lose tonight's game. And the Padres ended up being the team that didn't have to suffer that added dose of humiliation of losing a game with such an electrically charged atmosphere. Now, I don't know. It would be silly after everything we've gone through the last year and a half plus to say today's game will have any carryover for the rest of the season, or even any carryover to this afternoon the series finale. But it does happen in baseball
where
big
games
and big games and big moments do tend to have a lingering positive or negative
Padres
effect.
Jump out to a 6-0 lead today. I wouldn't be surprised if you see some more tempers fly.
Well, not simply in the emotional, but would you expect the Padres to go on a run now where they win 15 of 18 games or something like that based on the emotion? Maybe. It does happen in baseball where a big win sparks something bigger. It just, you know, with the San Diego Padres, it hasn't necessarily been that way for the last couple of years. So I'm not going to get ahead of myself and go, this was the turning point. This was the moment we're going to look back and circle and go, when we're talking, you know, in October, hey, it was that June 25th game against the Nationals that really set them on their course the rest of the way.
We can't do it. We cannot
refrain from going that direction.
You have to because they now it would be so lovely in 3 weeks to look back and say, what a freaking run these guys just went on. And obviously we now know what the catalyst for it was. We'd be morons to sit in here and do it today. We've been burned too many times. Too many times. The turning points, there were 10 of them last year. I thought, oh, there's a turning point.
Too many.
And, you know, you hate to say, well, good, you know, show me again. But unfortunately, man, you guys, they did this to themselves after their play the last couple of years, essentially being a 500 team over 350 games or whatever. That's not on us. That's not on us. But I think it's a really smart and wise decision to not say, this is it. We are rolling now. Dylan Cease can go out and give up six in the first. He's done it before, you know? So
that being said, I'd sure much rather have won that game than lost that game going forward.
No question, man. No question. You had to win that game last night. Credit to all the guys that came through last night to make sure that one did not get away, because the emotions, I mean, again, I don't know how you call this season anything other than a roller coaster. It is like the biggest, gnarliest roller coaster that I've ever been on.
The games are roller coasters within the roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster within the roller coaster. It's like that Taco Bell taco that's actually in another taco. That's how this season is. It's crazy.
It's the double-decker Padres season supreme.
That's exactly right, dude. It is just insane. So I loved it. I loved every second of it. Even the bad parts, you know, it was just the highest drama. Was so happy for Manny to get that knock. One of his top three moments as a San Diego Padre, if not number one. You know, essentially having his teammates back there, grabbing Ruiz, you know, with some force and not putting up with that, and then to follow it up on the next pitch with a tank, electric.
I saw some people asking, where are all the other calls of that Manny home run? The Spanish language, the Korean language, the Nationals call, Don Orsillo's call, and I'm sorry we weren't able to compile any of those this morning. We just had a lot of other things on our minds, and we didn't get to it, so we apologize.
We have all day, buddy.
Oh, no, wait. Next segment, yeah. Paulie says, coming up right here at the top of the hour.
We got him.
We will get all of those calls of the Manny Machado statement home run, and then we'll play some Take on Woods. Coming up next, don't go away. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.